As we continue this novena to the Holy Spirit, our first reading of today gives us some assurances of what the Holy Spirit can do in each of our lives, just like it came to the apostles and empowered them, especially Paul, to bring the good news to the ends of the earth. The Holy Spirit can come to our hearts and it can transform us and lead us into that proclamation. And today, in a very special way, the readings speak about one of the gifts of the Holy Spirit, the gift of knowledge. And that is why Jesus, who is the author, who is the one who promised us the gift of the Holy Spirit, he is omniscient, he is all-knowing, and the disciples acknowledge that today. We know that you know everything. And Jesus tells them, because he comes from the Father, and therefore, each and every one of us, if we need the gift of knowledge, we have to ask for that gift, for God to bless us with that gift. It is the gift that makes us understand who God is. It makes us understand who we are, and it gives us knowledge of the world. That even though we are in a world and we have trouble, Jesus Christ is with us. He never abandons us, and he is always there to give us the graces, the sufficient grace that we need to carry on our duties day and night. So, dear friends, as we reflect on the gift of the Holy Spirit today, let us pray in a very special way for the gift of knowledge, that Jesus Christ, who is all-knowing, would bless us with that gift. Amen.